Hey friends, Heather Creekmore here. Before we get going with today's prayer, I just wanted to remind you that if you need a little extra support, I am here for you. I am doing coaching. It is one of my most favorite things to do, to walk with you, walk beside you on a journey out of body image misery into freedom. So if you're interested in coaching, go to comparetowho.me/coaching and you can find out more there. I even do free 10-minute calls if you just want to learn a little bit more and see if coaching is for you. Let's set that up. If you need help, I'm here for you. Now let's get to today's episode. Hey there, friends. Heather Creekmore here from Compared to Who, 30 days to pray for your body image, day number 7. Yay, yay, yay. You made it a week. And today we're going to talk about discernment. Now, there's a lot of different aspects to discernment that I could go into, okay? You do need, as you're on a body image healing journey, you need discernment in terms of your media. What are you watching? Discernment in terms of your friends. Who are you talking to? If your crowd is all about dieting all the time, then friend, maybe you need to step away from those gals for a little bit and get some space and some freedom so you can get some clarity about these issues, right? So that's one direction I could have gone. But today I want to go a little more personal than that. I want us to talk about praying for discernment to know what's going on in your heart and in your head. Okay, so a couple months ago, I did an episode on knowing the difference between condemnation and conviction. I'll link to it in the show notes. If you haven't heard that episode yet, you need to go check it out right away, right? Because that's a big area where you need discernment. You need the Holy Spirit to help you every day to tell you what thoughts are from Him and what thoughts are lies from the pit of hell about your value, your worth, and your body. Right now, every day we hear lots and lots of these lies. And the tricky thing about these lies is there's always a little bit of truth in them, right? Like the enemy isn't going to tell you that there's purple dinosaurs falling from the sky because you would know immediately that's bogus, right? So instead, he takes the fact that you got on the scale and maybe that number went up a little bit. He takes that truth and he reminds you of that truth. See, you gained 3 pounds. I don't believe you. But then he takes it further, right? And he starts to tell you, you're so lazy. You're worthless. No one's going to love you anymore. You know, I think your husband has been looking at you differently. He probably noticed you gained those 3 pounds and he's not interested in you anymore. You know, oh, your friends, they probably have noticed too. They probably think you're getting too big. You're not going to have any friends anymore if you keep down this path. He takes a little bit of truth and he turns it into this big spiral of lies. Maybe you've experienced it. I know many of my clients have, and oh, friends, I have 100% experienced this, right? So today I'm going to pray for you to have discernment to know the truth from the lies. But then I also want to pray for you to have discernment in your heart to know exactly what is going on there. Now, I hope you've read my books. I hope you've read Compared to Who is my first book. It's about body image. The Burden of Better is my second book. It's all about comparison more broadly and a deep dive into the truth of God's grace. You really need to read that one. But in the books, I talk about the secret problem that I don't feel like very many people are talking about at all. Is that we have this hidden idolatry in our hearts, right? We have these ideals, which often become idols, and those ideals become things we chase more than chasing Jesus. And they are so subtle, friends. Like idols can be good things. Your family can be an idol. Your husband can be an idol. Your job can be an idol. It can be a good thing. Maybe health is an idol for you. But we need discernment to see when we have made them idols. They're not always idols. Hear me. They're not always idols. But sometimes they creep over that line. So our verse for the day, read it for you from two different translations. It's Psalm 19:12. And from the NIV, it says, "But who can discern their own errors, forgive my hidden faults." So there's that word discernment. And so I wanted you to hear that word in this verse. But I also want to read it to you from the New Living Translation, because I feel like this is a real friendly way to understand it. In the NLT, it says, "How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults." Right? We are so aware of our faults on our bodies. But today I want us to pray and say, "God, help me know these hidden faults in my heart. Help me to know what's lurking there. Give me the discernment to see them, to call them out so I can walk in a new way." Can we pray for that today? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much, God, for your willingness to give your people discernment, for the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us to help us discern what is from you and what is not from you. And God, today I pray for discernment in our decisions, our discernment in our relationships, discernment in our habits. I pray for discernment in our brains so we have the truth that we can follow, and that we will not be deceived by the enemy's lies. And then most of all, God, I pray for discernment in our hearts. God, show us those areas in which we are following an idol, a vain idol. God, show us those sins lurking secretly in our hearts. Show us those hidden faults so that we can turn and walk in a new way and walk in your freedom. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and for giving us the gift of discernment. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, that's all for day 7. We've done a whole week, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study, called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.